AI is once again the hottest trend in crypto. So today, we're going to tell you the top five AI altcoins that you need to know about to make the most amount of money.
We've gone through hundreds of different AI projects, and we've identified the top five to enhance your portfolio.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto. From beginner tips to expert picks, use this as fuel for your investing journey, because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the Bean Pod is sponsored by BitGet.
BitGet is the most user-friendly and secure crypto trading platform for both beginners and experienced traders.
BitGet is the best place to not only trade Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also all the small cap gems that we discuss every day.
With 24/7 customer support, leveraged trading, and a wide array of other advanced features, BitGet sets itself apart from every other centralized exchange.
Through Beanstalk's official partnership with BitGet, you'll receive 15% off all trading fees when you sign up using the referral link in the description.
All views expressed by speakers on the BeanPod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the BeanPod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is Shane, aka the Jolly Green Investor.
And this is Josh, the Nifty Investor.
AI is taking over crypto again. AI is taking over the world again. There are so many different AI altcoins in the industry. Some of them are scams. Some of them are real. Some of them are going to 100x. But today, we've picked the best five, really the only five that you need to know about that are going to maximize returns for your portfolio.
So, not to toot our own horn, but we did this type of podcast December 2022, early January of 2023, where we highlighted the top 10 AI altcoins before anybody was speaking about AI altcoins. And this is on the back of ChatGPT headlines when it started to come out. All those projects, I think, saw 10, 20, 40x, etc. So we're doing this again now on the back of the recent Microsoft BlackRock $30 billion AI fund.
Yep.
This is where the money's going. This is slowly but surely. This is the intersection of AI and blockchain. It seems to make the most amount of sense for blockchain technology, in my own opinion, because everything's on chain, and you kind of want that to happen when you're dealing with, you know, AI algorithms. You know, you don't want some back end, quote unquote, open AI sources, right? Right. So this is really important because, as you mentioned in the beginning, there are a ton of different, quote unquote, AI projects that just, you know, tossed the word AI at the end of their name. Yep. Just started a Twitter 6 days ago, and, you know, are being shilled anonymously on Twitter. Mm-hmm. With that being said, we've gone through and identified real world infrastructure plays for AI that are seeing mass adoption, have real teams, and in our opinion, are the best five on the market right now.
Yeah, like at the end of the day, trading trends and trading narratives in crypto is where a ton of money can be made, whether it's gaming, metaverse, DeFi, or Solana season, whatever it is. Whatever the trend is, you need to be diving into that trend and finding the best projects and buying and holding. That's what we do. It's our personal opinion. It's not financial advice. But these are the top five AI altcoins that we like right now. It's going to be a mix of large caps, mid caps, and small cap gems at the end of the episode. So make sure to tune in. And if you like this kind of analysis, if you like this kind of top five altcoins kind of stuff, make sure to subscribe to the channel because we're always kind of doing this.
So let's start off with the large caps. And in our opinion, this is by far the best AI project out there. Mm. We put our community onto it a year and a half ago when it was trading around $38. And that's BitTensor Tau. Mm-hmm. Ticker is TAO. And BitTensor is really unique. It's, in my opinion, the biggest competitor to OpenAI. OpenAI, in my opinion, is closed AI because it's all backdoor stuff and there's a lot of shady things going on there. I don't know if they're going to have what it takes to actually make AI into what we all think it's going to be due to the power, resources, all these things, the sharing of different models and how quickly you have to scale out. Mm-hmm. And BitTensor is doing that. And they have a rewards mechanism that is a perfect flywheel to ensure that this token continues to outperform any other token out there.
100%. BitTensor Tau seems to be reaching critical mass in terms of coverage in the media. We've seen what Grayscale is doing with BitTensor. You know, Barry Silbert, these were the guys that were buying Bitcoin 10 years ago at bargain basement prices and selling the top after the ETFs were done. And they're doing it again with BitTensor, right? They're publicly buying BitTensor because they know this is the one decentralized AI play to rule them all. This is by far the king of AI crypto. BitTensor, in my opinion, will become a top 10 crypto asset this bull run. And long term, I could see it being a top 3 crypto asset, right? So when we say decentralized AI, BitTensor is basically this massive open source algorithm ecosystem for AI apps that developers can come into. They can immediately tap into the AI algorithm. And the more apps that are built, the more machine learning that happens. And that means it's growing at this snowball pace, right? So the more developers are attracted to this amazing algorithm, the faster it grows. And it's not like a centralized thing like OpenAI where they need to pay all these developers. This is open source. So the fact that it can scale it so much quicker and people are being rewarded in TAO means that I think once it reaches critical mass, which it seems to be doing now, it just can't be stopped.
Yeah, the different subnets they're building on there, we have deep fake subnets that are able to detect what's fake and what's real on the internet. We have Bitcoin prediction, market analysis to figure out which way the price of the Bitcoin or the stock market is headed. You know, some really unique things being built on there. They have Corcel for like a competitor to ChatGPT, and it works great. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I think this is starting to see mass adoption. It's starting to attract the headlines of venture capitalists. What makes it so unique too is when it hits exchanges, the exchanges are unable to, typically, when a token hits an exchange, that's why you're seeing all these stupid meme coins hitting these exchanges, because whoever started it is paying the exchange to get listed. Mm. BitTensor, there's nobody running it. So if an exchange wants to list it, they have to buy it on the open market. Mm. And that is great for the price, because if Coinbase wants to start trading it, they're going to have to keep buying it up.
Yep.
So this is one of the best mechanisms. They're providing real world utility, and this is where the money's headed.
Yeah, 100%. Smart contracts are coming to BitTensor soon. I think you can see, you know, with the tokenomics, it's the same tokenomics as Bitcoin, right? Yeah. It hasn't even had one halving yet. So when you see a halving that's going to, you know, decrease the eventual supply of TAO, I think you're going to see, again, like more supply shock, right? People, they don't really understand how bullish everything that's built into BitTensor is, because it is still quite new in crypto, right? Like, it's only been around for a couple years. I think this, the moat that they're building for decentralized AI, it's like a first mover advantage, right? And they've got it. And that's huge in crypto. Follow Arash on the Taoshi guy on Twitter. Every time he posts about it, like, it's just like, man, I just become more bullish, because it's just, it's such an insane asset. So when you start to talk about top five AI cryptos, BitTensor has to be at the top. Plus, can stake it for like, what, 15% APY?
Yeah, crazy.
So yeah, we've been staking long and strong since it was at 50. So we're obviously seeing some great rewards.
Yeah, I love BitTensor, and you know, we'll keep covering that long term.
Yeah, 100%.
Second coin we should talk about is WorldCoin. You know, we haven't talked about it really before. Part in fact is I really don't like the Sam Altman guy. I honestly despise that man. He's evil, in my opinion. Yeah. Pure evil. And then the fact that it's his project. However, there were some recent developments where they've added some previous Google executives, exit executives, and Apple executives to their team, and seem to be working in recent integration with the iOS 18, mm-hmm. ChatGPT. So because WorldCoin is designed to become the world's largest privacy-preserving human identity and financial network, when it's being built into iPhones that has billions of users, unfortunately, there's a natural integration there. And the way that these hacks and all this stuff are going, you almost need like this type of what they're building to actually identify, look, this is you. This is Jolly. This is Nifty. So then you're not getting hacked. And they already have, I think, 7 million users that have signed up to their WorldCoin. This natural integration, I could see WorldCoin being adopted. It has a current market cap of like a 1 billion, fully diluted 21.
Yep.
But yeah, to me, this... I liken this to like Elon and Dogecoin when people are anticipating the X payments and Doge did like a 200% gain.
Yep.
Now that we have this Apple integration, people could start anticipating this and we might see something similar.
Yeah, so I like WorldCoin for two reasons. One, for me, it's an OpenAI play, even though like they're not specifically related, because, you know, but Sam Altman, he's the OpenAI guy. He is the WorldCoin guy. So if OpenAI has good news, I think WorldCoin gets traded like it is. It's, you know, there's always these like trades to relation in real life. I think WorldCoin trade is an OpenAI trade. And as you kind of alluded to, they just brought on Jony Ive. So Jony Ive has now joined OpenAI. He's the guy who designed the Mac, the iPhone, the iPad. This is one of the best designers, best product designers that the world has ever seen. And I think the problem with, not the problem, the barrier to true mass adoption for AI right now is the clunky interface. You know, we have ChatGPT. It's a basic app. It's just another app on a phone. There's not really instructions. Like, it's, you know, less than 1%. I think they have 100 million active users, which is a lot, but it's, you know, it's less, a tiny percent of the world's population is using this. What people need is like a physical device, an AI device, something that's really going to bridge the gap and make it super easy, because people are not technical. They can't figure out ChatGPT. You might think, oh, it's easy, but it's not. When you have someone like Jony Ive come in and potentially build a hardware device designing, you know, the top minds in the world to bring OpenAI to the masses, I think that kind of positive news could do well for WorldCoin, right? Even though it's not officially integrated, maybe it is. But I think it's just these positive things that are going to come out of OpenAI, who we don't necessarily like, but it's a trade, right? And the number two reason I like WorldCoin is because when you look at all the AI coins right now, like say like that Fetch, you know, whatever it's called now, a lot of them are still quite high. They're almost near all-time highs already, yeah, right? WorldCoin is way beaten down. The all-time high was over $10. Right now, time of recording is around $2. So if you look at that chart, it seems like it could do a 5 to 10x easily, whereas the other AI coins, maybe you're going to get a 2 to 3x. So for me, the risk-reward is there for WorldCoin, even though I don't necessarily agree with the centralization, all the stuff they're doing. For me, it's a trade. So if you're looking for a great large cap, like, I would buy WorldCoin over Fetch simply because of where the charts are right now.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Like, with that integration, who knows? Maybe this becomes the next Apple Face ID, you know, with that Irish biometrics.
Yeah. It's possible for sure.
For sure. So any positive news there, WorldCoin could run.
All right. So let's move. Those are our two large cap AI coins. Let's move into our mid cap. So this is going to be no surprise, but it's Arai Chain. You know, the ticker is ORAI. Arai Chain is... it's one of the OG AI, real AI projects in crypto. They've been around for, I don't know, 5+ years.
Yeah, 2020.
2020, right? Like, yep. These guys are building. They have one of the largest dev communities in all of crypto, 60+ devs, right up there with like some of the top layer ones.
Yeah.
And then you look at the market cap of Arai Chain, it's nowhere near that. But you can't forget that this is a real native AI layer one ecosystem. They're building all kinds of different dApps. They started with AI proofs. Then they're focused on cross-chain DeFi plus AI integrations. They have partnerships with Oasis Protocol, with Injective, with Tron, all kinds of money flowing into the Arai Chain ecosystem. They brought in like Bitcoin liquidity to Cosmos and Arai with AI integrations. They're doing a lot of interesting things. And again, I think it's severely undervalued.
Yeah, to me, the simple thing is there's so many devs, 60 in-house devs. You know, when you look at it, when you pull that up and you look at the market cap to how many devs they have, and you look at the other companies, they'll all have like $2 to $4 billion market caps. Arai sitting there with 100 mil. They're building so many different products that it's hard to keep up with. So they have like this thing called Distilled AI. It's like AI multi-agent messaging app, one-click agents, and it's like it's a decentralized data flow that is private, right? And you're rewarded and all that stuff. So that I find that really unique. Trustworthy proofs, so like verify on-chain the AI algorithms to ensure that they're actually like doing what they're supposed to be doing.
Yep.
GPU staking they've introduced, and that is a super hot topic and an excellent way to make a lot of money. Right. Arai Chain's generating, the revenue growth is like insane right now. They're generating so much revenue. This is a AI powered layer one with sub 1 second blocks. I think it's not talked about enough in the AI world. It's like, you mentioned Arai Chain, like, what's that? It's like, how have you not heard of this thing yet?
Yeah, it's definitely, and you go on their website now, the latest branding is AI X Blockchain for Mass Adoption. And I completely agree with that. We need to start these projects that are actually building things that are going to onboard tons of money into the AI blockchain space. And that's Arai Chain. You look at just the amount of different things that they're building. This is the opposite of a vaporware AI project. They're building too many things. Like, it's crazy when you go onto the website, all these technical things. I think one of the problems is maybe people get intimidated when they start to learn about it. They're like, oh, this is too much for me. So maybe their messaging needs to be made a little simpler.
Yeah, I think so.
But when you look at a project that's actually building amazing things in the AI blockchain space, it's Arai Chain.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a hidden gem with a $100 million market cap.
For sure. So now we have two small caps in the AI space. So the one, it's like under $4-5 million market cap. Let's leave that to the end.
Yeah.
But the fourth one, now this is going to surprise a lot of people because they may not think it's actually an AI coin. But when you look at it, this is an AI coin through and through, right? So we're talking about AxenDAO, AXGT. You know, it's one of our favorite projects. We've been working with them since the start. Everyone thinks, okay, AxenDAO is a DeSci project. Yes, it's a decentralized science project, but everything that AxenDAO does is based in artificial intelligence. They have been working, they're backed, you know, by NVIDIA, the Inception Accelerator Program. They might become an official NVIDIA partner soon. all of their dApps that are built within Axe and DAO ecosystem, you know, A Plus Voice, Silosis, all these kind of things, they're using AI to detect diseases that are, you know, coming in human bodies based on a voice, or they're going through algorithms and medical data that people are providing and using AI to fine tune things or reward people. It's all based in AI. So for us, AXGT is an undervalued hidden gem AI play.
Yeah, it's AI biometrics. Like, I'm not sure how, I guess because it's science, it's like science, people view it as just a DeSci play. But in actuality, it is such an AI play as well. NVIDIA invited them to their conference. Mm-hmm. You know, Axe now didn't even have to pay for their ticket.
Yep.
Typically, those booths cost like 20 to 40 grand or something like that. That's crazy. Super insane. So data-driven healthcare insights. So AI is used to analyze large data sets, particularly in the healthcare industry. Like you said, the A Plus voice. So you speak into a microphone or your phone or whatever, this AI algorithm will start to determine, hey, you're developing Parkinson's, or you're developing this type of disease. AI-powered research collaboration. So Axe and DAO integrates AI to facilitate collaboration between scientists and researchers. So they're making that a lot easier for the AI matching between, you know, this scientist should be working with this scientist and all these things. So it's really optimization. It's optimizing the decentralized science world using artificial intelligence.
And we've seen, like, NVIDIA has been very clear. The CEO said it. The CTO said it. The CMO said it. They think that AI healthcare is the next multi-trillion dollar opportunity, and NVIDIA wants to be the first ones to go in and be the first mover advantage in AI healthcare. NVIDIA is probably the hottest AI company in the world. NVIDIA is working with Axe and DAO. Axe and DAO is AI healthcare. So to us, there's a triangle here of potential catalysts moving forward, which I think could propel Axe and DAO well into the hundred millions of dollars of valuation. And then you look at catalysts for Axe and DAO. They're building something called CureOS, which is very mysterious right now. We don't have a lot of details, but what it sounds like, it's like your personal health operating system, your all-in-one oracle, where you store all of your own personal medical data, and you can access all of these AI agents that are already available for improving your health or getting rewards for, you know, giving your data. Again, it's all based around AI.
I think people don't realize just how big that is.
Yeah.
You know, when you travel from one province to one, let's say you're seeing one doctor in Ontario, and then you travel to BC, they know nothing about you. Mm-hmm. You know, but when you're in a life and death situation, they need to know, like, what is your medical history? What has gone wrong with you? Yep. All these things. They have no idea.
They're waiting for a fax.
They're waiting for faxes, bro. I didn't get the fax. That's what they're using. Like, yeah. It's insane. So they have to somehow learn all about you. Whereas now, it's all stored in this one centralized place. Mm-hmm. Plus, you're going to have AI agents that are going to act as doctors and nurses for you, personalized.
Yep.
And what was that article? It's like something around how much faster they could, these AI agents could detect a disease in you. It's like in milliseconds,
yeah,
and with 90% accuracy versus a set of doctors that might take them 8 months and they're 50% accurate.
Yeah, it's AI is going to change the world of healthcare. It's going to democratize access to healthcare. It's going to make it way more efficient, way cheaper, way more accurate. And I think Axe and DAO using AI is going to be one of the disruptors in the industry. So for us, if you're talking about AI coins, you have to put Axe and DAO on there.
AXGT. 100%. Yeah. Absolutely. So here's a small cap gem. Who knows what it's going to be by the time this episode airs, but you know, sitting somewhere just sub 10 million, and it is actually a subnet on BitTensor.
Yep.
And it is Sturdy Finance. STRDY is the ticker.
Yeah. So this is, it's a BitTensor ecosystem play. It's a diamond in the rough, tiny market cap. When you look for the hottest ecosystem in all of crypto right now, I think it's BitTensor. And you're looking for legitimate subnets that actually are generating revenue, are backed by some massive VCs. Like Sturdy's backed by the same VCs that backed Coinbase, Airbnb, DoorDash, Ripple, Near Protocol. Like, these are the same guys behind Sturdy. You have Barry Silbert, the guy who runs Grayscale. These are the guys that are publicly buying tons of Tau for this Grayscale BitTensor Trust. Barry Silbert just started following Sturdy Finance on Twitter, and they've got a $6 million, $5 million market cap. Like, this is insane.
Yeah, basically Sturdy Finance, it's an AI DeFi play. And it helps people who are lending their assets get the best returns on their assets. But it also helps the borrowers to ensure that they always have enough liquidity available. It creates the perfect balance. So basically, you're making more money. And they are leveraging the BitTensor ecosystem, which is one of the fastest growing AI ecosystems out there. If not the biggest ecosystem in the world that's growing right now, as it all eyes are on BitTensor. So if you can find a hidden gem in the BitTensor ecosystem with a sub $10 million market cap, and this is a project that is, they're generating a lot of money, right, already. Mm-hmm. So future looks bright for this project.
Yeah, I mean, look what happened with the BNB ecosystem in 2021 or the Solana ecosystem in 2023. If you see a ripping ecosystem with one of the top 10 or 20 assets, which is Tau, if you can identify real undervalued projects with single-digit market caps, that's where you can find 100x, a 200x. Obviously, this is not financial advice. This is just what we're doing, our personal opinion. We hold all of these coins, but Sturdy Finance is probably the number one AI small cap out there.
Absolutely. So those are the top five AI altcoins for you today. We have BitTensor, we have WorldCoin, we have AriChain, we have AxesInDAO, and we have Sturdy Finance.
If there's any other AI altcoins that you think we missed that you want us to, you know, maybe include in our top five, top 10 AI altcoins or top five part two, let us know in the comments. We're always looking for more AI gems.
And then tune into the next episode.
That one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.